We're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had been describing that if someone asks us for a loan, we have reason to think that we might have a good business deal, which we'll be able to take advantage of if we keep the money in our pocket. That would be a good reason to withhold from giving him the loan. If you really think that you'll need that money soon and you'll be able to make good money with that money, so then that the Chafetz Chaim described that there can be instances where that's a valid reason not to give the guy a loan. But you have to know that this is speaking about a person who's not so wealthy. And if he has this business opportunity, he needs to take advantage of it to feed his family. But if you have a guy who's very wealthy, and right now he has money sitting on the side that's not in use, people come before him who he feels he could rely on that they'll pay him back, or else they'll give him a collateral over the loan. So he can't say, well, you know, I might have a really, really good business deal tomorrow. And if you miss that business deal, what happens? You have enough money. You could afford to give him that loan. So then, bivadai mechuyav le'alvotam, then he is obligated to give them the loan. Afilu im yechol likach od asakim tachat reshuto. Even if he anticipates that he will be able to make more business if he keeps this money. That somewhere down the line, pretty soon, he will need that money to make more money. Nonetheless, we say no, he should give the loan. He won't have as many businesses, right? He'll have one business less. He has his millions. He can make another million. He can make another profit. If he has this money, he anticipates that in a few days he'll probably have another good business deal. Then we say no, he should give the loan. Because when the Torah gives us the commandment to loan, to give loans to our fellow men, it depends, it varies depending on a person's financial capacity. As the Sefer HaChinuch writes, and this person, he could definitely afford to give this loan. And in a situation like this, a person can't say, well, my business comes before your needs. Your business is thriving. That's not the issue. The issue is, will you make even more money? Well, even for even more money, you should rather lend your brother. Because if you keep the money, you'll just become an even bigger millionaire. And if you lend the other guy the money, well, then the other guy is going to have the basic parnasa that he needs. Well, his basic parnasa comes before your extraordinary wealth. You're wealthy without it. So then his parnasa comes first. A person can't say, well, my needs come before his needs. It depends. What are those needs? If it's the need to have $10.5 million instead of $10 million, well, his parnasa, his food for his family, his capacity to make a parnasa comes first. Because if you don't approach things this way, there's no limit. A person can always find new businesses and new ways of making money. And then as much money as you have, you always say, well, I could do more business. I need this money. I have more investments. And if you don't approach things this way, then a person's always going to be to feel that the mitzvah of giving loans doesn't apply to him because he's got more business to do and his business comes first. So a person has to know to put a limit. So the Chafetz Chaim had described that the second type of reason why people withhold doing chesed, giving other people loans, is because they say, I need the money for my own business. If it's true that they need the money, then chayecha kodmin. But if they don't really anticipate that in the near future they'll need that money, and they could rely on the person who's asking for the loan, or they could take collateral that they could rely on, so then the Chafetz Chaim said they should give the loan, and if they're wealthy, and it's just a matter of becoming even more wealthy, then someone else's basic parnasa comes before my desire to be even more wealthy.